Welcome to Live Culture. I'm your host, Martha Willette Lewis. This is Live Culture 10. We opened with the music from Nicholas Roeg's 1973 British-Italian film, Don't Look Now, a thriller that took place on the streets of Venice, and the music was by Pino Donaggio. This December edition, which is our last for 2015, has us returning to Venice and the Biennale, and our conversation starts with artist Judy Harvest and her installation Room of Dreams in the Collateral Dialogue of Fire exhibition. After that, we'll be having a discussion at the Irish Pavilion in the Arsenale about Sean Lynch's Adventure Capital, which is an installation and video. So, Judy's exhibit, Dialogue of Fire, is in an old palazzo, the Palazzo Tiepolo. It faces onto the Grand Canal, has a large garden in the back. It's a little bit hard to find. It's a twisty, windy route. Luckily, they have nice signage. And I've just walked into the courtyard. I can see people kind of gathering up above the cocktail party. Floor is the exhibit, and it's quite warm in here. The main room features a large piece of the carpet and some of Judy's pillows and several of the other artists' work mixed together, so glass chairs and pots and her pillows.
We have to see. We have to come and see your place.
Okay.
It's Luca,
the curator of the exhibition.
Hello, how are you? I'm from New York. Nice to meet you.
Great,
and
now
I'm Nicolas.
Leon, Martha, nice to meet you.
I love it.
So Judy has giant ostrich plumes which match her pillows.
No, the pillow for the dance. Not exactly, but originally I was going to make a pen, but it's everybody, you know, can
are you
going to
leave them
want
on them?
No, maybe not. Huh? It's just the idea.
Yeah.
The idea is what counts here. Also, this is an installation. It's not, you know, a sculpture, but it could be.
It could be a sculpture, yeah.
They're so beautiful.
They're talking about the crates that the pillows are going to go into to ship them off for the next exhibit, which will be where?
Milan.
Milan. And what kind of place in Milan?
On the 11th.
On the 11th?
11th of December.
And it will be the whole show?
No, just this installation.
Just this installation.
Maintenance of the artwork is another part of the actual piece, because I like for people to touch them, not sit down, which is what I said there. So
right.
I think tactile artworks are really important.
It is really nice that you can touch them, and they're very tempting to touch.
They're tempting to touch, and so I hate when it says don't touch. It makes me crazy. So I.
So what's the venue like in Milan? Is it another palazzo? Is it?
No, it's a design concept store. Right?
Okay. I just went Monday.
It's very modern.
I've seen some photos.
It's modern with an antique feel at the same time. So.
Ah, what does that mean? It's painted with soft colors.
It's painted with strong colors. And
what's that? Dark blue?
It's got a kind of a teal color carpet, and then dark navy, almost black, midnight blue walls with a white trim in a traditional way, and then hand painted drapery on the wall.
Wow!
Like faux, almost like
very
the
nice
church we stopped into tonight.
Will it have natural?